Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The king of some media, Mel's on the MIC. Jamming from 3 to 7 on KISS FM.
It's 107.3 KISS FM, Ricky Smiley Mornings, and number one for R&B. What is happening? It's the king of some media, Mel's on the MIC, with a very special guest joining me on the phone line today. And you have seen this wonderful actress, producer, writer. I mean, she does it all. She does it all. You've seen her on the Jamie Foxx show, Curb Your Enthusiasm. And also, she's got a half-hour comedy that's coming up real soon called My Sisters and Me. You remember very well from the Jamie Foxx show as Aunt Helen. Is Elia English. How are you this afternoon?
I am wonderful. Thank you for asking. Hello, Texas. And how are you, Mel?
I'm doing great. And thank you for giving me some of your time from your busy schedule today, because I know you got a lot going on right now. A lot of people think you probably just been chilling, but you out here working very hard.
Amen. And thank you so much for having me, Mel. I appreciate it.
No doubt. Let's get into it, and let's talk about your recurring role as Auntie Ray on Curb Your Enthusiasm, the hit HBO show. Black folks just not catching on to the Curb. I've been on with the Curb from day one. I've been down with Curb Your Enthusiasm since day one. How did you end up in that role?
I love it. And that everybody asks that question. I love talking about it. Basically, when I talk about it, I talk about the audition. I had to audition for it like everybody else. And there were lots of people that were coming in. But we had, when I got the audition, Mel, they told us that we were going to have to tackle Larry David. It was like, we're going to have to, run up on him and knock him down. And so I was just like everybody else, afraid to do it because it was Larry David. I mean, remember, he created Seinfeld. I mean, he is the fan. He was like, so when I was doing it, he was saying to me, don't hold back, really go ahead and go for it. And I was like, I said to myself, okay. And so when it was time for me, we were doing the scene and it's improv, right? So we're improvising the scene. And when it was time for me to take him down, I took him down. And when I took him down, the entire room went into an uproar of laughter. And so it was just, I was still nervous. And when he got up, I was like, I mean, are you okay? He was like, I'm fine. And so the next thing I know, they were calling me, and I was blessed to be able to be Auntie Ray on Curb Your Enthusiasm. Auntie Ray Black, that's what her name is.
Right. And who knew you had to do some physical comedy in the audition, right?
Absolutely, yes. And we actually did that first season when we were shooting. I actually did that scene where I had to take him down. And then not only that, Mel, after I took him down this time, I just sat on him.
that's great. Of course, Curb is hitting his 12th season right now. And you're working alongside some big names folks as well, J.B. Smoove, Vivica A. Fox, and so many more, and Larry David. How is it working with all these wonderful folks that we've seen in lots of different things?
Oh, my goodness. Vivica was playing my niece. She played Loretta. I had her. She had kids that were going to see the little boy who played Daryl. He's probably a young man now. His name was Nick Nervies or Nick Nervies. Please forgive me, Nick, if I'm saying it wrong. And then Carla Jeffrey, who played the niece, who played Vivica's daughter. She played Keisha. And then what was funny about this family, remember, we were a displaced family because of a hurricane. Mm-hmm. Remember about what happened in Louisiana? So.
Right.
When they took us in and moved us to California to live with them. Now, here's the beautiful story about J.B. Smoove's character, who was my nephew, Leon. He had already moved to Los Angeles. When he heard that we were living with Larry David, then he moved in as well. He was like, I'm going to stay with my family. And that's when all the havoc was beginning to be wreaked with that family when they took us in. It's so much fun. We became an instant family, Mels. It was really wonderful. And Vivica, I enjoy working with her. I truly enjoy working with J.B. Smoove. He's so funny and he's so kind, especially this last season. He's generous, just like Larry. They're very generous, and Larry just lets us go and play. It's like a wonderful playground, and we just go for it and have so much fun. It was a lot of fun being a part of that cast.
Once again, on the phone line with Ilya English, she is on Curb Your Enthusiasm. The 12th season is debuting in February, correct?
Correct. February 4th. 2024, so come on, beware, or we coming for you. Instead of beware, usually you say be there or beware. I said, so instead of me saying be there or beware, I'm saying beware, or we coming for you.
Look, you let me handle all that, all right? You let me take care of all that, all right?
Thank you.
Let me do the plug-in, all right? Let me do all that, all right? But no, what's great about Curb, though, is a lot of it is unscripted. A lot of it, so do you find it easy to come up with your own lines, or is it based off just, because one of the great things about that show is you get to say things, you see these lines are being unscripted, and you guys get to say things, and then you have to, I guess, react to these things, these outrageous things that either Larry or JB is saying. Is that a challenge, or do you find it easy?
Okay, no, it's a challenge, and it's been a challenge. The beauty for me, Mels, is that I started my career in theater. Mm-hmm. And so in theater, really, it is that this word that says anything goes. There was a show called Anything Goes. And so I had to learn how to do improvisation very early in my career, because if the set doesn't work, or if a costume piece falls off, or if an actor doesn't appear when they're supposed to, anything can happen, and it's live, and you are performing in front of a live audience, and they cannot know what's going on. You got to keep the show going and help them go through the story and make sure the story still makes sense, even with all the mistakes that are going on. And so that was my training ground. And then when I was doing the Jamie Foxx show, of course, it was scripted. But then after we got the scripted show in the can, the producers and the executives, they allowed us to do some takes where we could improv. And that was funny, because we had to really fight not to laugh, because it was so funny, especially going back and forth with Jamie. Mm-hmm. And so when we were able to keep it together, a lot of our improv scenes made it into the cut. And so then to come and do it with Larry David and Vivica and then Leon, and then this last season, season 12, I'm telling you, you guys don't want to miss this. I had to fight so hard not to laugh, because if you laugh, you ruin it and you can't keep the scene going, and they have to cut and you have to start all over again. And so you have to really keep a straight face. You have to stay in the scene, stay in the moment, and then be ready to respond when you have an opportunity to jump in, because it's also like double dutch, right? You got to know when to jump in. The rope is going and you got to know when it's your turn to jump in. It's fun, but yes, it's hard, but it is a lot of fun.
No doubt. That's great to hear. This is a fascinating conversation with Ilya English. She is on the final season of Curb Your Enthusiasm, debuting in February. But you got something coming up next real soon. Something called My Sisters and Me, a half-hour comedy about three generations of ageless and vivacious Black sisters who must live under the same roof without killing each other. That is the premise of the show. What role do you play in My Sisters and Me?
I play the me in My Sisters and Me. Okay. And so I'm the baby of the two older sisters.
Okay. And Maddie Carruthers is the creator, writer, producer of My Sisters and Me. She's worked on some great shows as well. How is it working with her? And also, when can we expect this show?
Awesome. Thank you. That's a great question. Now, Maddie Carruthers, who is, as you said, the creator, our writer, our producer, she's our director. She and I worked together on the Jamie Foxx show. She was the associate director and she was script supervisor. Start talking so fast, Ilya. And so she and I, we developed a wonderful friendship, and we used to sit back and talk about how I was looking forward to the day when I could do my own show and just enjoy working like this. And she ended up going away, and just, it was downloaded into her. And she was like, Ilya, I've got this project and I want you to really be a part of it. And when I read that script, I went, you wrote about me. So yes, I'm definitely doing it. So we did did this a while back, but then my schedule got crazy. I started traveling. And then in 2018, I had to come home and take care of my mom. I was the primary caretaker for her. And so I didn't come out again to get back into my career until around, 20, when we came out to do the Larry David after to rehearse for that. So that's with this show, rather. It's going to premiere on this Thursday coming, actually, January 18th, on the MacMatty Entertainment YouTube channel. And so people can go to my Facebook page or my Twitter, you know, which is X now.
Whatever they call it, whatever you call it.
Right, whatever it's supposed to be. Or my Instagram page. And the link is there. And they can click on that link to be sure to subscribe, to like, and make sure they watch. So it premieres on this Thursday coming, January 18th, at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I'm telling you, yeah, my sisters take me through the ringer, but I hold my own.
Uh-oh. We're looking forward to seeing it. My Sisters and Me this Thursday, January 18th at 8 p.m. On YouTube. You can catch it on YouTube. And once again, give the folks your social media details again on where they can follow you at.
Absolutely. On Facebook, my Facebook.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Facebook channel, Elia English, channel, Facebook page, Elia English, and also Elia English, officially Elia English on my Twitter page, which they call X, and also I have an Instagram page, Queen Elia, and you guys can follow me there. I'm still working on some more things, and I'll let you guys know in the future, but right now, that's where you can follow me.
Please.
So thank you so much.
Please keep us posted on what you got coming up in the future, and once again, congratulations on the new series. I wish Kurt was coming back for 13 seasons so you could get some more of that work, but, you know, this is going to be the fun. Let me use another season, Larry. Holla. Or maybe the blacks could get their own series, baby. We'll see.
See, from your mouth to God's ears, I'll take it.
I'm going to go ahead and put that in the air right now. Get JB his own. Look, Larry, get JB, get Elia, get everybody back. Get them on their own series. Let's get this cracking on HBO. Let y'all cuss and carry on. That'd be great. That'd be great. But stay focused. Let's stay focused on My Sisters and Me this Thursday on YouTube. And make sure you go find Elia English on social media and everywhere. And thank you so much for giving me some of your time. I really do appreciate it.
And I appreciate you. Thank you so much for having me, my wonderful Mels.
Thank you so much, Elia English. Go follow on social media. Don't miss My Sisters and Me this Thursday. And don't miss the 12th season of Curb Your Enthusiasm on HBO and Max coming up in February.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.